Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN Local News. Columbus County Commissioners tonight will be talking about development and vape shops. Three public hearings are scheduled. One hearing is for language changes in the planned unit development ordinance. Another will tighten rules on campgrounds and mobile home parks. And a third hearing will be for comments on the county's proposed ordinance on tobacco and vape shops. Whiteville has already passed an ordinance restricting the location of future businesses. The meeting starts at 6:30. Early voting ended on Saturday with staggering numbers for Columbus County and North Carolina. More than 18,500 ballots have been cast in Columbus either at early polls or by mail-in absentees. That's more than 50% of the county's 36,500 registered voters. Statewide, as of Sunday morning, over 4 million of the state's 7.8 million voters have cast a ballot. That's around 57% of the state's voter rolls. Early turnouts in the 2020 elections were around 45%. And if you missed your chance to vote early, tomorrow is Election Day. Polls will be open in North Carolina from 6:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. And voter ID is required to cast a ballot. Free voter IDs can be obtained at the Columbus County Board of Elections office if you do not already have an acceptable form of identification or cast a provisional ballot. If you are voting tomorrow, you must visit your home precinct to cast a ballot. In other news, four people have been charged with allegedly trying to smuggle drugs and tobacco into the Columbus County Detention Center. Curtis Demetrius Gowans, 36, Christopher Jerome Taylor, 47, LaTanya Willis, 40, and Savannah Willis, 38, face charges of conspiracy, possession with intent to manufacture, sell, and deliver narcotics and marijuana, providing contraband to an inmate, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Look for more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. State officials are warning that the current dry conditions may soon lead to a drought. October was the seventh driest month on record in southeastern North Carolina, and long-range forecasts for November are not very reassuring. No burn ban or advisories have been issued, but the Forest Service is urging caution with any outdoor burning. Donations are still being accepted for victims of Hurricane Helene, although the needs list has shortened. General donations can be dropped off at the Black's Tire location in Whiteville. Also, the Columbus Baptist Association office is only accepting cash donations to help fund operations and buy heaters. You can contact the Columbus Baptist Association for more information. And the Columbus County Sheriff's Office is no longer accepting general donations. If you would like to donate a generator, heater, chainsaw, or chains, you can call the Sheriff's Office at 910-642-6551. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.